It's a very old question, and you could say there are three basic misunderstandings of Jesus. On the one hand, you can say he's divine and not really human. So different forms of what they call monophysitism. It just means one nature, right? Monophysis. He's divine and not really human. On the other extreme, you say, well, no, he's human, and he's divine maybe in some mitigated way. That's Nestorianism. There are a lot of forms of that around today, by the way. We spoke of them earlier. Whenever you say Jesus is, you know, he's just a prophet, a teacher, a guru, you're a Nestorian. There's a compromise position, by the way, in the middle that says, no, he's kind of divine, he's kind of human. Arianism. Arius said that he's a very high creature. Not God, but a very high creature. And he's not fully human because this logos has kicked out the human mind and will. So he's a demigod like Hercules or Achilles. That's why Arianism, I think, was so popular. Because people said, yeah, I'm used to that way of thinking. That's a mythological style. Now, here's the really dramatic thing. At the Council of Chalcedon, when the Christian church gathered, and in its Orthodox teaching said, Jesus is the hypostatic union of two natures in one person. It said he's fully divine and fully human. Therefore, no to monophysitism. He's not just divine. No to Nestorianism. He's not just human. And no to Arianism. He's not some weird blending of the two. But he is the one who in his person is fully human and fully divine. Now that becomes the ground, I think, for so much in the Catholic imagination. Chalcedon said, both and. He's divine and human, without mixing, mingling, or confusion. He doesn't stop being God, nor is his humanity compromised. But rather, when divinity and humanity meet in Jesus, the two of them can coexist. Ah, now we have the ground for all of Catholic morality, all of Catholic ethics, all of Catholic spirituality. I am most myself, not when I resist God, not when I try to become God, but when I surrender to God. I am most myself. That's why St. Irenaeus said, the glory of God is a human being fully alive. That's it. That's the Chalcedonian Christology, which is at the very heart of Orthodoxy.